Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
You know, I labeled it when we did the game in week four, a grinder, two rivals battling, one with a freshman quarterback making his first start, Ben Friel of North, Gavin Yeske, his counterpart, sophomore playing in his first North-South varsity tilt as Panther starter. Dust settled, offense has made some mistakes, neither team scored in the second half. South stayed unbeaten. Cougars suffered the 14-7 loss. Fast wind now to Friday night. South still unbeaten. North plays the role of underdog on its home field tomorrow night. 2 weeks to prepare for one another, and as Coach Mo was telling me.
Well, you know, Joe, we've got to do what we've been doing. And number one is, you know, protect the football. We're going to be balanced. We're going to run it. We're going to throw it. I mean, I don't think that's a secret. You know, balance is what we do best, so that's what we plan on doing. And in the process, we just got to make sure we do a great job up front blocking and then, again, protect the football.
Do defenses dictate? Yours is now plus 16 in the takes this year. Does that spin a rival game, needless to say, a big sectional game in a one-and-done scenario? Does the defense dictate early?
Obviously, in our situation, Joe, we're big on our defense, and we feed off of our defense, and we always think it's important for us to go out and get after a team and put the pressure on them that our defense can put on them. And I think that just, you know, creates great situations for our offense, and then we're, you know, hopefully we take advantage of it.
Well, that's one side of the coin, the purple and white side, Momoriarity. Scott Bless has had 2 weeks to ready his charges for the upset tomorrow night. His comments coming up later today. Unbeaten New England home to Miami tonight, little Thursday night NFL football pregame at 8 o'clock. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
I tell you, it was a much-needed win to end a losing streak. That final game of the regular season when North traveled to Terre Haute South came back a winner. Momentum now into the postseason. 2 weeks now have gone by for a game against their natural rivals and no holding back. What turned into a big play in week four was Christian Paycheck's run for six, 3.5 minutes to play in the opening half. South led 14-7, and that was the final score. Keeping those big plays off the board tomorrow night, obviously vital for the North Cougars of Scott Bless to keep things going here in 2015. And as the Cougar head man was telling me,
you know, I think the last time we played, I think we did pretty darn close to what you've got to do to beat Bloomington South. You know, you've got to make them drive the football, not give up big plays. You mentioned one of the couple that we gave up in that game, and we've got to drive ourselves, do what we did, and just make a few more plays. And I think we've got the capability of playmaking more than we had week four.
You got to be a balanced defensive
player. Yeah, you know, what we've got to do is go out and do our job, not try to do more than our job. And, you know, I think that's the thing. When you play a good team, sometimes you get fired up, you don't stay within yourself, and you try to do too much. That's when big plays happen. Got to be able to run the football. We've got to make sure we can throw, drop back, as well as we've got to be able to pass in non-passing situations, and we've got to be able to pass when everybody in the house knows that it's going to be a pass.
Cougar head man Scott Bless. If you like milestones, Christian Paycheck is a sophomore, 179 yards away from a 1,000-yard season. Senior Cam Morgan, more realistic tomorrow night. He needs 62, and he'll get plenty of work, as you heard Scott talk about, with the run game tomorrow against that Panther defense. I'm Joe Smith.